of the street. The rich in their palaces, the poor and unlearned, and the man of degree, they all have a soul in need of salvation, and they all have to come to Calvary. And I am so glad God saves old sinners. I'm thrilled and amazed that He sets them free. But the biggest surprise in redeeming old sinners is that He would save an old sinner like me. Now, was I so bad that I needed forgiveness? And was I so wrong I had to be redeemed? I wasn't a thief, but I lived in sin's prison, and I was as lost as a sinner could be. And I am so glad God saves old sinners. I am thrilled and amazed that He sets them free. And the biggest surprise in redeeming old sinners is that He would save an old sinner like me. But the biggest surprise in redeeming old sinners is that He would save an old sinner like me. Is that He would save an old sinner like me.
All right, thank you, Brother Rayleigh. And thank God He does save old sinners, amen. And boy, sometimes it took some of us quite a while to come to that place to where we trusted the Lord, but thank goodness for long suffering of our Lord. God bless you for being here tonight. Are you glad you came to church today? I am. Church is kind of a revamping time for me. It's kind of an opportunity where I come to not just fellowship with people, but also hear the teaching and the preaching and just enjoyed and watching what God is going to do. You know, the thing about it is, you know, probably some of us may have walked out of the morning service this morning and we may have thought, well, that's kind of disappointing. I didn't see things happen. I didn't see people, as many people saved as you thought. But the thing about it is God already had some work. He was already working in different areas. And so, listen, you know what? I've come to the place to where I don't try to guess what God's going to do anymore. I just trust Him by faith and just excited to be alive and be a part watching Him do miraculous things. And I hope that that's why you come to church and just come excited about what God's going to do, because I never come to church where I don't get something from the house of God. Something from the house of God. Well, take your Bible if you would this evening. Visitors, again, God bless you for being here. Let me invite you back to be a part of our services next Sunday. Our pastor, Dr. Smith, will be back in the pulpit next Sunday morning. But take your Bible, if you would. I want you to look at two passages of Scripture in Matthew chapter number 6. Matthew chapter number 6. Would you stand with me, please? Would you stand with me? We're going to begin reading in Matthew chapter 6 in just a moment in verse number 5. May I say, you know, as Trinity Baptist Church and we as Baptists, we believe the Bible. And we believe that we serve a God of the mountain. We believe we serve a God of the valley. We believe we serve a God of salvation, of blessings, of heaven, and you could go on and on and on and on. And boy, we shout over those things, don't we? God of the mountain, God in the valley, God of salvation. And boy, we have a good old time shouting about those. But can I say something to you? He's not just the God of these things. He's the God of the secret place. And that's what I want to preach to you about tonight, is the God of the secret place. I want you to find your place, if you would, in Matthew chapter 6. Jesus, in verse number 5, teaching His disciples. Now, I like the way that He put this, because He didn't say, if you pray. He said, I'm going to teach you something that is going to be essential to your Christianity. And He says now to His disciples, He says in verse number 5, and when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Now let me say this quickly. They were rewarded openly. God kept His promise. They were rewarded openly. The problem is, they didn't go to the secret place. And He says they got right now what they wanted. They wanted to be seen. They wanted to be praised. They wanted to be lifted up of men. And that's what they got. So enjoy your reward, because there won't be one at the judgment seat for you. Now, He says in verse number 6, but thou, when thou prayest, He says, enter in to thy closet. When thou hast shut the door, pray to the Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Now I want you to notice here, He was teaching His disciples. He says, now when you pray, He says, if you want to be effective, if you want to know Me like you need to know Me, He says, though I'm the God of the mountain, I own a cattle on a thousand hills. He says, you have that knowledge of Me. But He says, if you want to know Me, He says, get to know Me in the secret place. Get to find Me in the secret place where you can get some things from Me for your Christian life. Can I say to you, in the secret place, there are treasures in that secret place? Can I say to you, in Jesus went on to say in chapter number 6, verse number 19, notice what He says. He says, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt and where thieves do break through and nor steal. Now listen to verse 21. He says, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And folks, we in the Christian life, you know what we do? We run to and fro among each other. We run to and fro in the church trying to find the treasures of the Christian life. Man, I'm telling you, we try to find them everywhere. We try to find them by serving through the bus ministry. Boy, we'll try to find them by teaching a Sunday school class. We'll try to find through all these different things of service. And God says, listen, those are good things, but that's not where the treasure is. He says, the treasure you'll find in the secret place. Would you bow your heads in prayer with me? Lord, teach us something from the Bible tonight. I believe, Lord God, if we tonight can just get a hold of this truth in our lives, it could transform our Christian life. It would make us what we desire to be. So many people in this auditorium want to be something special for you. They want to be something great in the eyes of God, but it will not come if they bypass the place of treasure, the secret place of God. And I pray tonight, Lord Jesus, would you teach us and help us to understand this truth, put it to practice, that we might be better Christians and followers of Thee. And we'll thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Now, I've often found out that treasure seems to always be found in a secret place. Let me give you an illustration. This is not a very good one, but this is the best one I can think of. Several months ago, one of my kids, I think it was Andrew, was doing a report. And of course, all good students have to do a book report or term paper or something like that. And we were looking into various things, and we checked out some book on pirates. And I found out something about pirates, and I began to read about the various different ones, and every one of them had a treasure. But you know something unique I found about their treasures? Not a one of them left it out in the open. Not one of them just set it out and said, here, we're going to leave it on this deserted island. Just take it and put it on the beach. We'll be back for it in a few months. Every one of them hid it.
Every one of them found a secret place and hid the treasure.
Now listen very carefully.
They'd hide the treasure and then they'd draw a map how to get back to it. Can I say this to you? That these men understood the value of a treasure. And they also understood that, you know what, there's a map that aids us in finding the treasure. And I'm here to tell you that we have the Word of God, and Jesus has taught us where the treasure is. He said, here's the map of how to get to the treasures of the Christian faith. He says here in the books and the confines of your King James Bible is the map of how to find the treasures. And you know what we do? We look everywhere but the map. We take the map, we throw it away, and we say, I'm just going to dig and dig and dig and look until I find it. Well, good luck. Because you're not going to find it in the things that you think you're going to find it in. The treasures of the Christian faith are going to be found when you find the God of the secret place. Now, can I say this to you tonight, folks? If God set the treasures of the Christian life out in the open, then no one would seek or work to appreciate the treasure. If he just laid it out, if he says, listen, you don't have to worry about finding a secret place, you don't have to worry about going in your closet, just listen, I'm just going to lay everything out for you to take, and there will have to be no seeking, and I'll do everything for you. Can I say this to you? You wouldn't appreciate him like you ought to appreciate him. You know what you need to do in the Christian life? Same thing I need to do. You need to do some seeking. And you know what I'll do? When I find out where the treasure is, I'll go looking for it out of sincerity. I'm going to try to find the map to find out where the treasure is. And yet we look everywhere in our life to try to find it. And God says, I'll tell you where it is. It's on your knees. That's where you're going to find the treasure. You're going to find it in the secret place. The thing about it is, you know what? We know the God of the mountain. We know the God who owns a cattle on a thousand hills. But can I say this? How many of you know the God of the secret place? How many of you know Him? Because that is where He taught His disciples. He said, that's where you're going to find me. And He says, when you find me, He says, when you pray to your Father, which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Now, you know what we want God to do? We want God to reward us openly without any secret place. Now, folks, I'm here to tell you, it don't work that way. It doesn't work that way. You say, but I'm serving in all kinds of ministries. Well, keep serving all those kinds of ministries, but I'm just here to tell you, that's not where you're going to find the treasure. You may be doing a good job in a ministry. You want to do a greater job in the ministry? Find the treasure. Find the God of the secret place and get in and have a time with Him. You see, the closet is that secret place for the Christian, where we're going to find God's treasures of life. And He will also get, and listen, when I find that treasure, I'm going to get to enjoy openly those treasures I find secretly. The thing about it is, folks, the thing about the God of the secret place is you got to seek that place. You got to want that place. You got to dig and find that place. And see, most of us don't have enough character to do that. Most of us don't have enough character to find that secret place where the treasures of God is and have a relationship with Him to get what I need. Well, we want Him to do all these things for us and bypass the secret place. Now, let me say this to you. Do you know that the Lord Jesus Christ thought that the secret place was a very important place? Let me prove to you. Take your Bible, if you would, please. Go to Matthew chapter 1. Go to Matthew chapter 1. Now, we're talking about the Son of God here. We're not just talking about your ordinary Christian. We're talking about the Son of God thought the secret place of God was important. All right? Look, if you would, in Mark chapter 1 and verse number 35. Mark chapter 1, verse 35. The Scripture says, and in the morning, rising up a great while before day, He, speaking of Jesus, went out and departed into a, what kind of place? Solitary place. Kind of sounds like to me He was in a secret place, doesn't it? Kind of sounds like He got away and got alone in a solitary place and there prayed. And Simon and they that were with Him followed after Him. And when they had found Him, they said unto Him, all men seek for Thee.
Listen carefully now. And he said unto them, let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also. For therefore came I forth. And he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and cast out devils. Well, stop just a minute. You know what preceded all this? That solitary place. You know what preceded prior to Jesus going out and preaching in the towns and the synagogues? He thought it necessary to find the secret place. We're talking about the Son of God knew how important the closet was prior to the preaching, prior to going out and giving people the gospel and casting out devils. Now, if the Son of God thought it was important, why don't we think it's important? If the Son of God knew where the treasure was, why can't we figure out where the treasure is when He told us from the Bible where it was and then gave us the example of how to get it done? Now take your Bible, if you would, go to Luke chapter 5. So he thought the secret place and found the secret place was important. He was in that secret place before preaching and before he went out into the towns and the casting out of devils. Luke chapter 5, verse number 16. Luke 5 and verse number 16. The scripture says, and he withdrew himself into the wilderness, speaking of Jesus, and prayed. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. What preceded him facing Pharisees? What preceded him facing doctors? What preceded the healing of them? Prayer. The closet. The secret place. Prior to him going out and facing people. You know where he spent time? He spent time in the solitary place. And yet, you know what? You ever wonder why you go out on your job and all you do all day is fight and fuss at people? You ever wonder why you go out and nothing seems to go right? Have you ever thought about finding the treasure before you go, so that when you go out and face people, that you can face them having met the God of the secret place? You see, the thing about it is, folks, there's something to this. There's something to this, and if we'll get a hold of it, it'll transform the way we think. Look in Luke 6. Luke chapter 6, verse number 12. And it came to pass in those days that he, speaking of Jesus, went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to who? Of the secret place. The God of the secret place. Skip down to verse number 17. And he came down with them after prayer. After he had met and chosen his disciples, he came down with them and stood in the plain and the company of his disciples and a great multitude of people of all Judea and Jerusalem and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed. You know what preceded all this? Prayer. The secret place. And folks, listen, I'm telling you, we're on to something here. All right? We're on to how we're going to find the riches of your life, of the Christian life. And it's understanding the God of that secret place. So Jesus thought it was important to pray before preaching. He thought it was important to pray before facing people. May I ask you to go back to Mark chapter 1 and verse number 12? Mark chapter 1 and verse number 12. Jesus, immediately after his baptism, the Bible says in verse number 12, Mark chapter 1, and immediately the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness. Not many people out there. It kind of sounds to me he's going back to a solitary place, doesn't it? Back to a secret place. And the Bible says, and he was there in the wilderness 40 days, and what preceded the temptations? He was there, he was driven into the wilderness. Here we find that Jesus thought it important to go and find that secret place because there would be temptations coming. Wake up. You know what? I'm here to tell you, temptation's going to come your way. And you better know the God of the secret place and find the treasures to endure and to face those temptations. That's the reason most of us get pulled under and drowned. You know why? We don't know the God of the secret place. We don't know the God of the closet. Because we don't spend no time with it. So temptation comes, we wonder why. Why? Where's that escape? Remember the Bible says you're not going to be tempted above measure, what you cannot bear.
that in that temptation, he'll make a way of escape. The thing about it is we're so knuckleheaded, we can't find the escape. You know why? Because we don't know the God of the secret place. Because that's where he tells you where the escape is. Am I right? That's where you find the escape. And yet the thing about it is we run around all day long trying to find how to escape temptation. And God said, it's right here. It's in the secret place of God. Now, Jesus thought it was important to do it. Why don't we? Now, let me ask you this. You don't have to, well, I'll tell you what, go ahead and turn there. We might as well. Let's just enjoy the Bible tonight, all right? Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14. All right, Matthew 14, verse 22. Matthew 14 and verse number 22. The scripture says that straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there where? kind of sounds to me like he found a secret place again. You say, well, what's going to happen? Well, we don't have time to read the rest of it, but I think everybody understands he walked on water here. You know what preceded the walking on water? The secret place. And see, the thing about it is, I'm convinced Peter could have walked all the way to him. Peter could have walked all the way to him if he had spent time with the God of the secret place. The problem is, you know what? He does the same thing we do. He got on the water, he took a few steps, and then he got his eyes off of the secret place and got his eyes on the things of the world. What began to happen? Same thing happens to us. He sank. And the problem was, is he got his eyes off the God of the secret place. But Jesus, prior to going walking on water in the presence of the disciples, preceded it with prayer. With prayer. Let me give you one more. Matthew chapter 26. Matthew 26, 36. Am I right in saying Jesus knew the cross was coming? He knew the crucifixion was coming? He knew the judgment was coming. He knew all of this was coming. And you know what he could have done? He could have just sat put and said, you know, they'll be here to me after a while. They'll find me. Judas has betrayed me. He knows where. He knows all my special spots. They'll find me here. So I'm just going to stay inside and let's just go ahead and eat, drink, and be merry till they come and get me. No, he didn't. You know what? After he served his disciples that last supper, they sang and made their way to the Garden of Gethsemane. Because Jesus, one more time, needed to find the secret place. And I want you to notice, if you would, in Matthew chapter 26 and verse number 36, the Bible says, then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto his disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. You know what preceded the cross? Once again, the secret place. Now, folks, listen to me. I'm convinced that this same secret place that yielded what all of these things that we saw Jesus do, I believe for us today in 2007, that same secret place is available for you and I. That same secret place that I need for my life, that's where the treasure is. That's where Jesus found the treasure to do what he did. It was all preceded by the Son of God taking time out for secret prayer, time alone with God. And here we are in 2007 and think that we're going to face the trials of our day without the secret place? Have we lost our mind? Listen to me. Every pirate drew him a map of how to get to the place. And the thing about it is, you know, the thing is there have many treasures been found once they found the map. Is that right? Yeah, there's been many treasures uncovered once they found the map. And yet you got the map sitting right in your lap tonight. And it's telling you the treasure is in the secret place. The treasure is over here in the closet. And we think, well, closet, that's just clothes. That's just things in the closet. And that's the way we view the prayer closet of God. And yet, that's where the treasure is. Now, can I say something to you tonight?
I want to say that Jesus did not wait until he was in the midst of a need to pray.
See, the secret place was prior, not during.
See, here's what we do. We wait till we get in the middle of something before we go to the secret place. And now, wait a minute, listen to that. He says, you go and pray to the Father in secret. He rewards you how? Openly. See, the problem is we want to go and we want to pray in the midst of something, during something. I'm convinced that there are people today that have been blessed of God, and you say, oh, but we prayed for them last night. I understand that, but I think probably the reason God answered was because there have been many people in the closet, in the secret place, way before you were there. And I'm here to tell you tonight that Jesus didn't wait until he was in the midst of a need to pray. The secret place was prior, not during those things. We've got to take note of this. If we want an answer and a reward openly, you need to have a regular and consistent time when you meet the God of that secret place. The God of that secret place. And I'm convinced tonight, dear church, that the open reward that we see in lives is due to fervent prayer, time in prayer, in that secret place, and not as a result of what I call emergency and crisis praying. See, most of us, you know what we are? We're crisis prayers. We're emergency prayers. And here's what we do. When we see no results, don't work. God didn't answer my prayer. And then we get on our face and we bawl to our eyeballs, fall out. We say, God, why? Why didn't you answer my prayer? You know why he didn't. Because the thing about it is, we're emergency prayers. We pray in crisis. We wait till we're in the midst of something before we ever find that avenue. He says, no, establish a relationship with me, God, of that secret place. See, we want to wait till we're in the midst of something. Let me give you some things I want you to jot down tonight about some of the treasures of the secret place. Here's some of the things you're going to find when you find the God of the secret place. I want to tell you something quickly. Brother Louis Ramos that preached here in our pulpit here Wednesday, I was out eating with him, and I think he may have mentioned this down in the Bible college or one of the chapel services. He was in a very large conference not too many months ago, and they had some split sessions. And one of the split sessions that they had was someone was going to teach on prayer. And Brother Louis Ramos said, man, I want to go. I want to go to the room where they're going to teach us how to pray and teach us how to get a hold of God. And he's a pastor. He told me, he said, Brother Todd, to my amazement, out of thousands of delegates at this convention, he said, I went there in that room of prayer. He said, counting me, there were 8 people. 8. You know what that tells me? That tells me where our emphasis is. That tells me, you know what? We've bypassed the God of the closet. We've bypassed the God of secret. We've bypassed the treasures. That's where the treasure is. And you know what? There's a lot of people ain't figured that out yet. But I'm telling you tonight, the Lord says, hey, this is where it is. Here's the mouth. This is how you get there. He said, listen, it don't take a rocket scientist to figure out how to get there. And let me give you some of the treasures you'll find in that secret place. Take your Bible, if you would, and go to Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4, if you would, please. Proverbs chapter number 4. Proverbs 4 and verse number 7. Now, one statement. I want you to listen to what this says. God says, wisdom is the principal thing. Now, wait a minute. He says, therefore, what are we to do? We're to get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. It kind of sounds like that wisdom don't just fall out of the sky and I go pick it off trees, does it? It almost sounds like I gotta go work to get this. It almost sounds that this is part of the treasure I've got to seek after. I've got to find it. Well, you do. And you know how you do? James gave us a kind of a somewhat of an idea how to get it.
James chapter 1, verse number 5 says, if any man lack wisdom, let him do what? Kind of sounds like you got to pray, doesn't it? Kind of sounds almost you got to find the God of the secret place to get it. Almost kind of sounds like that wisdom is one of those treasures. If God said it's a principal thing, you got to have it. If you're going to survive, you've got to have it. So that's one of the treasures that you're going to find in that secret place is wisdom. Can I say set number two? Another one of the treasures you're going to find in that secret place is blessings. Take your Bible, go to Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter number 4. Okay, look at Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 16. You'll be familiar with this verse. You've read it 100 times. It's a shame we don't practice it. And yet, you know what it is? It's a promise. You know what? What you're going to find here in Hebrews chapter 4 is part of the treasure. Now, folks, listen. Everybody still happy tonight? Okay, I want you to listen to me. We'll lambast everybody of every denomination, Southern Baptist and other Baptists included. We'll lambast them. We'll say this. We'll say that. Well, but listen, can I say this to you? And then the thing about it is, we lambast everybody on the outside and we never look at ourselves. And God says, you know what? As a mediocre, lukewarm Christian who never meets with me in the secret place, thank you. Because, you know, we never consider, isn't it amazing, we never think of ourselves in that light. We always look at everybody else and what scoundrels everybody else. And yet, you know what? We're a scoundrel. Because we never meet with God in that secret place. And He says, here's the treasures for everything you need on this earth. Everything! But you know what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to seek it. You're going to have to dig for it. You're going to have to find it. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So you know one of the treasures I'm going to find in that secret place? I'm not just going to find wisdom. I'm going to find blessings. Anybody here for, everybody for blessings? Huh? I'm for blessings, aren't you? I'm for God's advantage in my life. I'm for the benefits that He has for me. Hey, the thing about it is, I promise you, if you had benefits on your job coming to you and you didn't know about it, but you found out about it, you're going to go talk to somebody about them benefits. Aren't you? Sure you are. And can I say something to you? God's got a whole Bible full of benefits, full of blessings. And the thing about it is, you don't know anything about it. You say, I didn't know that was for me. It's because you ain't been in the secret place. If you'd been in the secret place, you'd find that there's treasure there. And because there's treasure there, God say, look at here, what promises I have for you. Is that right? That's right, it's all for you. There's blessings. You know what lies there in those blessings? Comfort lies there. That's the place I can cast all my care upon Him. Let me tell you something, my friend. When I go to the prayer closet, to that secret time, first thing I do is get on my knees and I take all those cares off. And they go upon Him. You know why? Listen, because He careth for you. Because, hey, listen, hey, His yoke is easy. His burden's light. So you know what? I won't swap out. I won't swap out. That's one of the treasures. It's a blessing for me to be able to do that. And God wants to give me that blessing of comfort. Ah, but the blessing of forgiveness. If any man, it doesn't matter who we are, any man, any woman, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and He's just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So you know what I do? When I go there, one of the blessings is forgiveness. Because I know when I go there, it's going to be waiting for me every time. That's a treasure. That's a treasure for me. Just like comfort's a treasure for me. Protection is a treasure for me. Listen, folks, you'll never know until you get to heaven what God has kept you from. What kind of tragedies God in heaven has kept you from. And I'm convinced it's because it's the people who find the God of the secret place.
and spend time with Him. There's a place of protection there. You know what else? It's a place of answers. Now, I must be honest with you that when I get on my knees before God in that secret place and I say, Lord, would it be possible? And the Holy Spirit immediately says, no. Usually when He says no, there's probably not any sense in going on. He's not going to answer yes every time. Matter of fact, I found out that He answers no a lot of times. But you know what? I have to accept the will of God. There's answers there. If you ever get to a place and you say, preacher, I just don't understand. Oh, stop! Don't confess. Because you're telling him you haven't been to the secret place lately. Because that's where the answers are. Amen? That's where the answers are. It's in that private place, in that secret place. He said, listen, you pray to the Lord, to God, to your Father secretly. He said, and your Father in secret will reward you how? Openly. It's where the answers are. Did you notice here in Hebrews chapter 4, it's where your help is. It's where your help is. The Scripture says, and find grace to help in time of need. I need help, but also in that secret place, you're going to find something that you're desperately going to need in the Christian life. There in that secret place, you're going to find how to love. That didn't go very well. Let me say that again. In that secret place, you're going to find out how to love. Because the Scripture says God is love. And you're not even going to know how to love until you meet with the God of the secret place. It's the reason people are biting everybody's heads off. You know why? They don't even know anything about loving God and His people. Because of the secret place. They haven't been there. It's a place of wisdom. It's a place of blessing. These are treasures. And let me give you one other treasure here, and then we've got to move on because I'm running out of time. But I want you to look at Psalm chapter 62. Psalm chapter 62. All right, Psalm 62. And verse number 11. Psalm 62 and verse number 11. And folks, listen to me. I'm sorry that if there are people, if there are people watching this online and you're bored, I'm sorry. Because you know what? That's not the will of God. You are here and this is the will of God. God's desire is for you to be a person of the secret place. There. You know, have you ever been watching the service online and nobody ever addresses you? I just did that, okay? I don't know if that's a first or not, but... All right, Psalm 62 and verse number 11, the Bible says, God has spoken once, twice, the psalmist says, I've heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Jesus, prior to His ascension, said, gentlemen, let me have your attention, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. That kind of tells me if I'm going to get it, I better find out where He is. If I'm going to get the power and it belongs to God, you know where it is? It's one of those treasures. And you know where you're going to find it? You're not going to find it in a ministry. You're going to find it in the secret place. You're going to have power in that secret place. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 20, listen to what it says. It says, for the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. It's in power. Matthew chapter 6, verse number 33, you know it. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Kind of sounds to me like I need to be seeking the treasure of wisdom, the treasure of blessing, and the treasure of power. You say, oh, I want power with God. Well, you're not going to find it walking around. What you're going to find it, you're going to find it in the secret place. You're going to find it on your knees. You're going to find it the same place Jesus found it, in that solitary place. So, I'd give anything to walk on water. I'd give anything to do this. I'd give anything to be able to do this for God. You know what? You can after the secret place. I'm just telling you tonight, most of us have no discipline. We have no discipline for the secret place. And yet, we want God to do all of these things and work through us. Oh, Lord God, please work through me and do the will of God. He said, I will if you'll find me and meet with me so I can tell you what you need to do. You know where you're going to find? That's the treasure of the secret place. Now, here's the open reward of the secret place, and I'll be done. I'll give these to you quickly. First of all, He says, meet with me in secret. Pray in secret, and I'll reward thee openly. And I think one of the open rewards of the secret place is in your family. I think one of the greatest open rewards of the secret place is in your family. You've heard it said many times. I heard a woman tell me the other day. I was talking to her, and we were talking about kids and child rearing, and she was talking about her kids and stuff, and she says, I want to tell you something, preacher. He says, I found out how to raise kids. I said, you did? How's that? She said, on your knees. Now, we ain't got time for that. We got to go find the latest book and read an old boy that probably doesn't know where the secret place is. And he's going to try to tell me to raise kids. I'm just telling you, folks, one of the greatest rewards is in your family, and the best way to raise your kids is on your knees. Because you know what's in that secret place? The treasure of wisdom. And I've got to have it. It's a principal thing. And I've got to have wisdom to raise my kids to follow God and love God. I've got to go get it from the secret place. Can I say something to you also? That there's open reward not only in the raising of your kids, but in your marriage. No secret place, no open reward. See, what we do is we want to have a relationship to our spouse without a relationship with God. And yet you're a spiritual being. It don't work that way. A relationship with the Lord plus a relationship with your spouse is success. A relationship with your spouse without a relationship with God will not end in success. You say, but we've been married 50 years. But were those spirit-filled 50 years? Were those joyful 50 years? Were those a loving 50 years? Were those 50 years you can say, well, if I had to all do it over, I'd do it exactly the same. You see, that open reward comes in your family. Number two, open reward comes in your fellowship. Now, I hit on this just a minute ago, but let me say this. Before you go to work tomorrow, some of you, I know, work in very difficult circumstances on your job. Some of you work with people that could care less about church, could care less about you, about your faith, or anything that has to do with you. And yet, we go to work and we gripe with these people. Or we speak ugly about these people. Oh, they're just heathens going to hell. But you know what? They may be your boss. Has it ever crossed your mind that maybe, possibly, there might be some treasures that you can find in that secret place before you go to work? And before you get there, that open reward of fellowship with people on your job? Do you know you're supposed to be, and I'm supposed to be a testimony on my job for Christ? Where am I going to get that from? I'm going to get it from the secret place. Because there's treasure there. There's open reward for fellowship with people on my job. Now, wait a minute. There's open reward for fellowship with people in my church. Yeah. Isn't it a shame that there are churches and that have membership that can't get along with one another? You know one of the greatest things about the church at Jerusalem was? The Bible says they were of one heart, one soul, one mind. And then things begin to explode. People getting saved. People getting baptized. Church began to grow. 3,000. 8,000. Thousands upon thousands began to be added to the church. Why? Because of that oneness. But did you go check it out what they did before that? When they met in that upper room? They weren't playing tiddlywinks or dominoes. You know what they were doing? Praying! They went to a secret place is what they did. Only 120 of them. But you know what they did? They got a hold of God. And something unusual happened because they had found the secret place. I don't know about you, but I want something unusual to happen. Not just through me and through you, but in this church. I want something unusual to happen in this city. And it can happen, and that reward can be through fellowship with people, not on our job, but in the church. Hey, we're to be of one heart, one soul, one mind. We're to be of a common cause. But that's open reward can come in your family. Open reward can come in your fellowship. Number three, Or you'll like this one, open reward can come in your finances. Now, I want to tell you something about this real quick. I found out when I got on my knees and prayed in this area, God supplied in just about the time He supplied. Listen to me now. This is good. Because when He would answer that financial request, I'd say, glory to God, God has answered. Just about the time that it would hit my hand, the Holy Spirit said, now I want you to give half of that to missions. Oh. Yeah, I want you to give half of that to missions. Go ahead and sign that over. I want you to give it to that missionary that's coming next Sunday. And you go and look at your church calendar. You know what I found out? I found out that God gives to you so that you can give back to Him. And so what He'll do is we'll go and say, boy, but let me tell you something. I ate today. I got a house to live in. I got a car to drive. I've got healthy kids and healthy wife. Hey, I'm healthy as far as I know. And the thing about it is, God gives and God gives what He wants me to do. Hey, He doesn't want me to be a reservoir. He wants me to be a conduit. So that those finances can flow through me and into the ministry and reaching people. You see, there's open reward in finances. He gives us more so that we can give more to the work of God. Next, there's open reward in your field of service. There's open reward in your field of service. Sunday school teacher, bus captain, bus worker, and children's church worker. You can go knock all the doors you want. You can go knock them till your knuckles bleed. And you may have a full bus for now. But let's see you sustain that without meeting with Him in the secret place. You're not. You know why? Because I tore a bus captain one day. And I tried doing it by knuckle power. It don't work that way. Listen. You want open reward in your field of service, in your Sunday school class, on your bus or your children's church. You know where you need to be? You need to be getting the treasure from the secret place. That's where you need to be. I look over here and see the Robbins family. Let me tell you something. Those of you that work in the juvenile ministry, you know how you're going to have success with them boys? You can go feed them all the cupcakes and Coke you want, but that ain't going to do nothing for them. You know what's going to help them? The secret place. That's what's going to help those boys. When you get a list of their names and you call their names out in prayer and get on there and find that treasure that God has in that secret place. You see, there's open reward in your field of service. And let me hit on one other thing, if I could please, tonight. There's open reward in your witnessing. Now, you listen to me. You show me a consistent producing soul winner. You know what I'm going to show you? I'm going to show you somebody that has the secret place figured out. That they know where the treasure is. They know where the wisdom is. They know where the blessing is. And they know where the power to win souls is. It's in the secret place. There's open reward in our witnessing. I want you to listen to what Jesus said in John chapter 15 quickly. In John chapter 15, listen to what He says. He says, abide in Me. And I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in Me. I don't know about you, but I want to see people saved, don't you? I don't want to just see them saved walking down the aisle. I want to see people saved when I knock on the door and I meet them out in the workplace. I want to see people saved. You know where the power for that's going to come? It's going to come in the secret place. That's where the treasure is. The wisdom to speak the blessings of God and the power of God is going to be in that secret place. Let me give you one last verse here. Turn in your Bible, if you would, to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. In Hebrews chapter 11, listen to what it says. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must do what, church? Must do what? Must believe that he is. Is what? Is the source of your treasure. Is the source of the secret place. It says he must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of them. That's us. That do what? That diligently seek him. That diligently seek him. One last verse, Proverbs 21:20. Listen to what it says. There is treasure to be desired, and oil in the dwelling place of the wise. I'm just here to tell you tonight, dear church, that there's treasure to be had. You know where it is? You've already been given the map. There's the map. And you know what it'll do? It'll lead you right to the treasure. It'll lead you right to a word. And you know where you're going to find once you follow the map? Okay, let's see. Over here, take a left over here, take a right over here, go to this tree. And you know what? You're going to be searching all the... And where you're going to get there, you're going to find out it's going to lead you right into the closet. Because that's where the treasure is. Let me challenge you tonight. Know the God of the secret place. Would you bow your heads with me tonight? Every head bowed and every eye closed. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I want you to listen to what I'm going to say tonight. I hope every believer, every sincere Christian here tonight would come to this altar tonight and beg God, please restore my secret place. Please restore in my life the things that are essential. Lead me to the treasures. You're going to find it behind closed doors. Oh, dear friend, dear mom and dad tonight are trying to raise children. Listen to me. You raise them on your knees. Sure, you put to practice and train up a child in the way he should go, but what you do is you find that secret place and you get on your knees and you call that child's name out in prayer and ask God to do a miracle in their life. If you're here tonight in your marriage, may I ask you tonight to reach over there and grab your husband by the hand, or husband, grab your wife by the hand and make your way down to this altar? Because this is where that's where the treasure is going to be. It's going to be in the secret place. And ask God to restore that secret place in your lives. Husbands and wives, listen to me with heads bowed and eyes closed. When's the last time you've prayed together? When's the last time you've gotten on your knees beside your bed together and called your spouse's name out in prayer? I hope that you'll make plans before you leave tonight to ask God, please, Lord, restore the secret place. Oh, church, I cannot emphasize the importance. I cannot emphasize anymore. That's where the treasure is. That's where the treasure is. It's not in earthly vessels. It's in the closet, in the secret place. If you're here tonight, you say, preacher, the one thing I need more than anything in this whole world is I need the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know that I've been born again. I cannot put my finger on a time or a place or remember any instance where I put my faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. But I need to. Would you pray for me? I need to take care of that. Just slip your hand up and I'll acknowledge you. You can slip it right back down and say, preacher, pray for me. I don't know that I've been born again. No one's ever showed me how to be saved. Anybody like that? Just slip your hand up real high and I'll pray for you. Anybody like that? Anybody like that? All right? Then maybe you're here tonight and you'd say, preacher, I have to admit out of conviction that I have not developed a relationship with the God of the secret place. Oh yeah, I pray over my meals. I pray now I lay me down to sleep. I prayed the generic prayers that we've learned, but I don't know the God of the secret place like I ought to. And I know that's where the treasure is. Please, preacher, pray for me. Pray that God, that I'll restore that place and that relationship with the God of the secret place. That I can dig into the treasures of wisdom and the treasures of blessing and the treasures of the power of God. You say, would you pray for me? Slip your hand up. Nobody looking around. Slip your hand way up high. Said, I need to find the God of the secret place again. I need those treasures. I need to participate in those treasures. You keep your hand up real high. Step it up high, step it up high, step it up high so I can see it, and I'll pray for you. God bless you. You can put your hands down. Now, dear friend, I must be honest. We had many, many people that did not raise their hand. And if as many people that didn't raise their hand had a sincere relationship with the God of the secret place, there would be more people in this auditorium that this auditorium could not even hold them all. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with God. And until we're honest with God and realize that's where the treasure is. The treasure's in the secret place. It's in the secret place. Now, Father, I pray for the hands that were lifted tonight. Lord, I realize that that secret place, that place of time and alone with you, is work. But Lord, I've never met a productive soul winner. I've never met a godly Christian that didn't have that time in the closet. They knew the God of that secret place. They knew where the treasures were. And Lord, we read in the Scriptures that if your own Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, multiple times in Scripture, preceded great things with prayer, then so likewise must we precede your calling in our life and your desires and commands in our life. We must precede them in prayer. I remember the instant, Lord, where your disciples could not cast out the devils in a young boy. They tried their best, but could not. And then you stepped in and cast those devils out of that boy. And the disciples, Lord, were bewildered and asked why they couldn't do that, why they couldn't cast out the devils out of that boy. And your answer was, this kind. This kind goeth forth, but by prayer and fasting. And Lord, if we're going to do this kind of work in this church, there's going to have to be a secret place. Would you move in every heart tonight? Would you fill this altar with people wanting to restore that place and fellowship with Thee? And we'll thank You for the results in Jesus' name. And with heads bowed and eyes closed, let's stand to our feet. Brother Bob's going to begin to sing. The piano's going to play. Make your way down tonight, if you would. This is the place that you can restore the secret place in your life. Grab your spouse by the hand. Grab your kids by the hand. Bring them down front and say, family, we're going to restore the secret place. We're missing out on the treasures of God. That's where the treasures of blessings are. That's where the treasures of wisdom is. That's where the treasure of power is.
And wishes known.